Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, the Boatyard Distillery, which is nestled on the banks of Loch Earn in Fermanagh, has announced it's a distribution partner in the United States to accelerate what it calls a multi-state expansion. I'm joined now by our Managing Director, Declan McGurk. Good morning, Declan.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Declan. I'm doing very well. I'm looking forward to enjoying the sun today as yesterday. Declan, the Boatyard Distillery was named... I'm not a foreigner to a glass of gin. This was a new name to me, but you've been making gin up in Fermanagh since 2006, is it?
2016. That's when the first bottles of gin came off the still then.
And is it just gin that you make, and why Fermanagh?
So we are primarily a gin distillery, yes. We haven't been tempted to go down a route of whiskey. We've got a great deal of passion that gin is a really complex thing to make when you're making it. You've got a very specific recipe. It's particularly challenging. And we're very sort of passionate about the gin category, what it relates to. And our goal is to build a really premium Irish gin of note that brings our local area, Fermanagh, on the journey with us. And it's something that we really, really believe in, hence why we've not been tempted to add whiskey into the arsenal. And then in terms of why Fermanagh, so we're from here. So our founder, Joe, he's born and raised in a place called Brego, which is just over Loch Earn from the distillery. And then my mother and father live 2 miles away from the distillery in a little place called Derrigonley. So we're from the area, but we're also passionate about how amazing Fermanagh is as a place. It's got beautiful scenery. It's a wonderful place to visit. We've got some of the best pubs in the world. We've got some of the best little restaurants. And one of our company values, actually, and it sounds a bit condescending, but one of our company values is to put Fermanagh on the map. We want our local area to be a part of this journey. And as I've traveled the world and tasted various spirits, there's no better endorsement of a spirit if you see the local community loving and supporting that product, because if you can't get it right in your home, you're going to struggle to get people to buy it further afield.
I understand. Now, looking further afield, a lot of Irish distillers have looked longingly at the US market, but you've actually managed to break into it. Tell us how that happened.
Yeah, we've had a lot of help along the way in terms of influence. And what we did in 2021 is we decided to launch in the US through a self-import model. Anyone can do that, because ultimately you're carrying all the costs yourselves. And then what we did was we were given some really strong advice from a really well-established US-based whiskey who said to us, everyone tries to take over the country in one go. Don't do that. Do a one-state strategy. And that's exactly what we did. So we concentrated on New York. We hired someone, Michael Smoley, who had been working in a very high-profile hotel in New York. We got him to be the boots on the ground and bring the product out the old-fashioned way, bottle in hand, introducing it to as many good bars and restaurants and shops as we possibly could. And then we concentrated on doing New York and doing it particularly well. We're at that point where we've built a wonderful presence in that city. We've got over 400 stockists. We've managed to also get it into what are seen as the best bars and restaurants. And then from that gave us a bit of a track record that when we went into the partnership that we've just done, they could see that there was already, a success story there, which gave, a potential partner that confidence to take us and spread us out into the different states.
So any company in either side of the border expanding into the US will be particularly worried by the recent tariffs. How significantly are they going to affect you?
It seems a very fashionable subject at the moment, and I'm certainly not going to claim to be the biggest expert on the reasons and the why. But in terms of us, It's just another thing. Over the last few years, we've obviously gone through COVID and increasing of cost of goods. And we're fortunate that what we're doing is a state-by-state spread out now. So we're going into 12 new states. And ultimately, something such as this just becomes a part of our price build. And yes, of course, it's going to either increase the selling price or reduce our margin slightly. But it's just something we have to deal with, you know, similar to if a government decided to increase our duty. It's just another thing that goes on to a very extended price tree. And for us, really, it's because we're growing into those states, it wouldn't be a huge cause for concern. And if anything, we feel quite secure because we have just secured a partnership with Banfi Vintners, who are a family-owned, very well-established US partner who give us that level of protection and expertise rather than if we were out there on our own trying to work out what they exactly meant. So, you know, for us, it's not going to affect the flavour of the product, and I do tend to think people are going to be carrying on drinking martinis and enjoying gin.
I suspect you're right, and best of luck with your US expansion. That's the Managing Director of Boatyard Distillery, Declan McGurk.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.